If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Veronica Dagger, and I cover wealth management and personal finance for the Wall Street Journal. On today's episode, how to spot the next wine megatrend. Letty Teague is the wine columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Letty, it seems like every so often there's a new trend in the wine world. So take us down memory lane a bit and tell us about some of the most notable trends of late.
Right. Well, you know, there have been a number of them, actually, in recent years. I'd say that one of the biggest and still, you know, going strong is Moscato, of course, you know, and people were paying a lot of attention to that. There were a bunch of rap songs, you know, about Moscato.
Yes.
You know, and it's still a strong category. Prosecco, you know, another, you know, still going strong, but, you know, that was like a big blip probably about, or a big boom, I should say, about 7 years ago. And then going back, you know, further in time, there are things like, you know, I mean, interestingly, well, you know, there was a critter, the prevalence of critter labels, and that was about 10, 11 years ago, and that was thanks to, of course, you know, Yellowtail, that Australian Shiraz phenomenon that beget lots of other little things like little penguins and Smoking Moon and you know, goats on labels, and that kind of came and went really quickly. You know, I think that lasted only a couple of years. So according to, you know, it's interesting because I was talking to the folks that pay attention to these things at Nielsen, and they were the ones that quickly educated me as to, you know, what was an actual trend and what was just, you know, was actually, you know, not. It was just kind of a moment, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. What's the difference between a trend and something that's more of a moment, as you said?
Right. You know, I guess like a trend, it actually has to, you know, as opposed to a fad, it actually has to last, I think, more than a year, you know, and I think it has to continue to grow. And I think you could legitimately say that, you know, the continued growth of something like the Moscato category would make it, you know, legitimately a trend and not a fad.
Are wine drinkers, I mean, I tend to think of wine drinkers as more of a conservative crowd rather than a trendy crowd. Do you have an opinion on that?
I think they're both, actually, you know. I think, and look at Pinot Noir. I mean, actually, that's the perfect example. Was it a fad in the beginning? Now it's a trend. Is it even a trend now? Because now it's just ubiquitous, you know, but it's hard to believe that once upon a time. And I'm not going to mention that movie because I just don't want to, but that is the most crazy, you know, 9 years ago. Actually, no, I think it's been longer ago, you know, that particular movie launched, and Pinot Noir has been hot ever since.
Amazing.
But then you have things like now, and getting back to your question, which is, you know, conservative drinkers versus, you know, faddish drinkers, you've got right now this little fad, I think it is, happening. It's not quite yet a trend, but, you know, wine in cans. And I think trend, you know, faddish drinkers are drinking more wines from cans. And actually, they're pretty decent wines in cans, and they're actually well-packaged, you know, wines in cans.
Really?
I'm seeing them in a lot more retail stores. And talking to retailers, they are more willing to carry them because, A, the wine is better, and, B, the packaging is more sophisticated.
I was going to ask you if you find that appalling, because I think of wine in cans like wine in a box.
Appalling. You know, I've only had a couple, so I'm that's way too limited a sampling to have an opinion, I think, on the canned wine phenomenon. I wouldn't want that to be on my table. Maybe in my, you know, in a picnic basket, but even then, you know, no, I don't want that on my
Right. Indeed. We're talking to WSJ's Letty Teague about wine trends, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have a device with Amazon Alexa? Ask her to enable the Wall Street Journal skill and get on-demand access to all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.
So, Letty, since these trends are tough to predict, and I guess some of these brands are just hoping the hot rapper, whoever on social media is going to pick them up, but I'm just wondering, who do you think or what might be the next trend or so we should watch for in the wine space or that you have a bit of an eye on?
Right. Well, you know, I found it interesting because I did, of course, ask that same question to the folks at Nielsen, and they who have an even, you know, they pay even closer attention. Said if they had the answer to that, they'd be making a lot more money than they are. So I would probably say the same. You know, and I feel like, you know, first of all, if you really look at it, you know, the product of wine, it's a long game product. You know, it takes years. You say you've planted Merlot, and then suddenly Pinot Noir is hot. Well, you can either uproot your entire vineyard or graft it over to Pinot, but it's going to take some time for you to have that wine that vineyard to mature, the wine to be made, the wine to get to, to be bottled, the wine to get to consumers. So it's a long range, plan, in the first place. So I think, to make something following a trend and to, plan on something or to hope for something, to plan is not really possible. To hope for something is another. And then there are things that, wines go in and out of fashionability. And I think that's maybe, what we're talking about is ultimately fashionability, rather than trends. And you look at something like, I remember it was about 20 years ago, people started putting wines in blue bottles, and that sort of came and went, and now it's back again. I'm seeing a lot of wines in blue bottles. So I feel like, there's kind of the arc of a fashionability. Things wax and wane, so.
For sure. And it sounds like a bit of luck and timing. Now, I have to ask you really quick. I'm hosting a summer party soon. Do you have any white recommendations?
Narrow it down. Do you want something that inexpensive and reliable and comes with a screw cap or something?
Medium price would be good. Nothing too crazy. And I'm not talking $1,000 a whole bottle.
You know what? I think a few things. One, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. There's so many reliable wines out there. I mean, are they the world's most exciting wines? Maybe not, but super reliable, like Dog Point, Brancott. Jim Crawford is always reliable. And then, wines like, just a basic Chablis, a Village Chablis, and Brocade, is $15. And that's sort of my go-to. I think you get, great value. You also get great value in Suave, wines that, people aren't really, things that aren't that trendy, but are reliable are sort of the wines that I go to. And fresh and young, 2015 vintage overall. And I'm talking like the $15 range, and I think that's
still solid.
You can get good value wine.
About that. Excellent. Thank you for the recommendations, and thanks for being on, Letty.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And be sure to check out Letty's work on WSJ.com and subscribe to Watching Your Wealth on iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Dagger.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.